Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Techno Electric & Engineering Company Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Market Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal the operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Suraj Sonulkar from Asian Market Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Dorian. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Asian Market Securities, we welcome you all to the Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of Techno Electric & Engineering Company Limited. We have with us today Mr. P.P. Guptaji, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Ankit Saraiya, Director representing the company. I request Sri Guptaji to take us through the overview of the company quarterly result, and then we shall begin with the Q&A session. Over to you, Guptaji.
Thank you, dear. Very good afternoon to all of you, and I welcome everyone to discuss Techno Electric financial results for this quarter, Q3, and nine months ended 31st December 2024. Anything said on this call and which reflects our outlook for the future or that could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the industry and company faces. Let me highlight our performance. The company has, as you all know, the company has an SPV to set up a 40-megawatt grid load data center at Chennai. The asset is nearing completion stage for the phase one, but still not revenue-accretive, but value-accretive. It is consolidated. The consolidated results will knock off the financials of the SPV of data center. Let me now take up the Q3 results for financial year 25. The total revenue for this year for EPC business is 676 crore, up by 85% year-on-year. The EBITDA for the company is up, stands at 99.22 crore, up by 120% year-on-year. EBITDA margin for the company is at 14.68%. Other income for Q3 is at 43.86 crore compared to around 42 crore last year. The profit before tax for this quarter is at 138 crore, up by 71% year-on-year. The PAT is at 105 crore, up by 35%, and the EPS for this quarter is at rupees 9. Looking on the nine-month results, the revenue is at 1,590 crores, nearly 1,600 crore by 33%, up by 33% year-on-year. The EBITDA stands at 225 crore, up by 34% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin is at 14.17% compared to 13.4% last year. The other income is at 105 crore. The profit before tax is at 318 crore, up by 27%. The profit before tax is at 250 crore, up by 24%, and EPS is at about rupees 19, about 22 compared to 19 last year. The current investment value, that is cash or cash equivalent, is around 2,500 crore or rupees 220 per share. The momentum for order intake and bidding has continued very strongly, and for the sector as well as for Techno also. We have a robust order book of around 9,700 crore as of December 2024. We have received orders worth 1100 crore in this quarter, which takes the tally of this year to around 750 crore. We are further L1 in around 1600 crore growth of business, which is expected to materialize within this quarter. These are largely power substations or power grid at Giror, Bidar, Chitradurga, Madhugiri, or with the private sector players like Adani or Sterlite. We have various bids in pipeline and are confident to get additional order for around another 2000 crore in this year, which will take the total order book of the company booked during this year to around 3500 crore. We should be closing the year with an order book backlog of unexecuted orders of almost about 10,000 crore plus, first time in the history of the company. This simply reflects post-order execution for the current year with growth on year-on-year basis. We'll have enough orders in hand to keep the growth momentum going. The company during the year has successfully raised a QIP of 1250 crores during the current financial year. So we have many new reputed investors on board with us now. On the outlook, I will say the growth momentum began in financial year 24, as I shared with you. In 22-23, we were on an average doing 75 crore per month, which improved to 125 crore in the financial year 24. And this year, we are targeting 200 crore per year from 125 crore last year. And for this financial year, we should be expecting a top line of around 2400 crore. And generally, the Q4 is about 30% of the top line. And this will tally with the already achieved revenue of Q3. Next year, we will be targeting this to further move up to rupees 300 crore per month for financial year 26. We expect larger business in transmission and data centers. As you all know, looking back, with almost negligible energy growth over last 8 years, till as late as 23, in last 2 years we are seeing a high energy demand and the growth is almost happening close to double digit. The present peak load demand in the grid is moving around 240 gigawatt, and which is expected to be 400 gigawatt by 2030, thereby employing a per capita consumption to grow from 1250 units to 1750 units by 2030. To meet this demand, the power plant capacity is planned to be enhanced both in the conventional power by 80 gigawatt and as well as by energy, renewable energy or energy transformation to achieve a target of 500 gigawatt by 2030. And this also has been reaffirmed by PM only yesterday in the India Energy Week. This all implies that transmission in renewable power, I would like to share with you, is 4x over 1x in the conventional power. So all this means the sector is now full of, now transforming by deploying all the transmission capacity as required for renewable power, and is now transforming by deploying high-end solutions, namely 765 kV AIS, GIS transmission solutions, STATCOM solutions, VSC HVDC solutions, best PSO facilities to make the renewable power eligible to be base load power, and where your company has a larger presence than other any other entity in this marketplace, particularly in building these stations. Your company is presently focused in the following areas: the transmission solutions, largely in 765 kV or 400 kV AIS, GIS, the smart metering, the FGD, which we call AQI solutions, the digitize or modernization of the power distribution discourses, networks of the DISCOMs, and also hyperscale of the edge data centers. From the current mix of 43% of total installed capacity, the renewable energy is expected to be around 64% by 2030 due to the, and the growth of deployment is also around 16% CAGR compared to 4% in fossil fuels. In the budget of current year, the significant increased allocation is there for the renewable power sector, which is almost 40% higher than the last year and is presently at around 25,000 crore. The CA report on transmission are for integrating 500 gigawatt of renewable energy capacity by 2030 in the grid identifies various transmission links, which aggregates around 50,000 circuit kilometer of lines and another 4.5 lakh MVA transforming capacity. Following the addition to this ISTS, the inter-regional capacity will stand improved to around 168 gigawatt by 2032. The National Electricity Plan in transmission alone presents an investment opportunity of around 10 lakh crore required over the next 7-8 years. And in addition, I would say in the budget you have seen the government has started concurrently focusing on building intrastate transmission system also, for which they have focused, allocated an additional 0.5% of GSDP, gross state domestic budget, to all the states put together, and this would bring the estimated opportunity to another 1.5 lakh crore. States have given a timeline of March 25 to submit their proposals for scrutiny by the Ministry of MNRE as well as FOP. Apart from this, we are now seeing also opportunities for STATCOMs, which we did earlier in partnership with overseas companies. The Power Grid has amended the qualification and we stand qualified of our own merit now to support Power Grid on this critical mission. The data centers will also going to be creating additional, lot of additional demand for power. As earlier mentioned, just the government has also allocated 80 gigawatt of hydro and thermal capacity to augment the generation segment. Here also the balance of plant and switchyard facilities deployment and grid integration will be an opportunity. NTPC and DVC both have come out with tenders for grid integration and deployment of switchyards at 4 locations. On the distribution side, the RDSS will see a lot of activity happening going forward. The smart metering is in execution at in full scale to contain the distribution losses of the DISCOM is already visible. We are also focusing on strengthening power distribution networks to make them smarter, intelligent by their modernization as well as digitization. So the RDSS also has allocation of funds for city modernization, which will also have opportunity within this segment. Around 22.24 crore meters are in various stages of award or deployment. Out of this, about to my knowledge, about 130 million meters have been ordered out, and only about 20 million stands installed till date. The finance minister in our budget of the current year also said the government will be incentivizing electricity distribution and augmentation of intrastate transmission capacity amid efforts to improve their financial health and capacity of power firms. I believe this will open new opportunities for the investors. The budget document also revealed that reform-based distribution schemes, which also have an allocation of around 16,000 crore, and is strictly aimed at inviting private investment in this segment. I trust your company is fairly placed and is competent to be part of this program. Basically, all this implies that the government is looking on providing financial reforms which are reform-based with an objective of ensuring 24/7 quality and sustainable power supply for all and a financially viable power sector. The government further envisages support to DISCOMs in case they adopt reform packages, triple fee ownership of distribution companies, adoption of various franchise models at distribution level, including multiple supply franchises. Apart from these, we are definite need that we will be requiring energy storage solutions like battery, BESS, or pumping storage of no less than 20% of this capacity, and this will also have to be additionally supported by many kind of capacitive community power management solutions in the grid, and we see significant activities where Techno is fully qualified and technically competent to be part of. In FGD segment, we see a slow movement where government has finally extended the implementation period for 3 years, and this is encouraging states to now order out the packages which were standstill over last year, more than a year, and we see that 5 to 10 gigawatt per year should be ordered out by the state electricity board and a bit from the private sector also in this space. Our order on FGD is progressing very normally in Rajasthan. On the transmission segment, the bidding, TBCB is bidding is happening for almost 50 to 100 gigawatt now, and a lot of bidding is in progress. At the moment, we are finding that every month 4 to 5 concessions are being awarded to some player or the other in this space, and the last one to enter is Reliance Power, Reliance of Mukeshwai company also in this space. So that's very exciting to know that we one more resourceful company is part of this segment, and they find this space exciting and rewarding. Total bids open for transmission is around 40,000 crore, out of which Techno is expected to book orders for about 2,500 crore per year. over next 2 to 4 years. We currently have orders worth about more than 6,000 crores for transmission in this space without our own orders in TBCB. And we are L1 in another around 1,600 crores worth of orders in this segment. As you know, we are also successfully executing two concessions with a revenue stream of 2,800 crores over the concession period. Similarly, we have also won concession of deploying 2.5 million smart meters. In the metering segment, we expect to get orders worth about 1 million meters every year, and we have already got orders worth about 2.5 million with a investment target of 2,500 crore in this space. Out of this, we have already deployed about 500,000 by now. Data centers. We believe that digitization and services on cloud, public on cloud, private is the most prominent reason that have led to the growth of the data centers and demand for data centers, apart from other reasons such as 5G transmission and many more ISPs or IoTs in this space. The Indian data center market size is estimated to be about 2 gigawatt by 2025 and about more than about 7 gigawatt by 2030. There is a substantial growth is being planned in this space, which may accumulate at a CAGR rate of no less than 20%, and in monetary terms, this may mean almost $2 billion investment per year and growing to $5 billion by 2030. The growth drivers in this space are public cloud adoption, local data localization, policy incentives, digital transformation, technological developments to roll out 5G and AI and VR, the increasing adoption of AI and 5G and virtual reality will revolutionize this space. IoT, big data and cloud computing will be the next stage. Coming to our own Chennai data center, I will say that we are in a very advanced stage now of ready for operations of first phase of the 24 megawatt IT load hyperscale data center at Chennai. And this is now nearly coming to a completion with a total capital involvement of about 450 crore. There is some delay in this project due to regulatory and permissions to be achieved from the local authorities, but it's a use, I would say it's a state-of-the-art, first time carried out by Techno, and also it is one of the best in this space in the country. And will be ready for service by March 26, and we expect it to be leased out in Q1 of the next year. We have Ankit, will you like to come in now?
Yes, sure. So, just to give a brief on where we stand with our data center in Chennai. As mentioned, we are very close to achieving ready for service. We should be able to achieve RFS for this project by March 25 with the first phase of 5.6 megawatt up and ready for servicing the customers. We are hopeful to achieve the leasing of this capacity within the first 3 to 6 months of commissioning. Having said that, for multiple reasons, this project for sure has got delayed, but for reasons which are not directly attributable to us, but largely due to the regulatory and permissions that are required to get the project up and running. Plus, there have been supply chain disruptions due to certain crises that unfolded in the Red Sea and as well as due to shortage of semiconductors. But ultimately, we've pushed through and now see a possible ready for service by March 25, which is somewhere during the next month. Having said that, we have, now that we are in the final stages of rolling out the project, our interaction with potential customers have deepened and have increased. We are in deep discussions with certain global major cloud players, and we have received very favorable responses from them. Domestically, we have reached out to customers in BFSI segment, some content delivery network operators, some domestic cloud players, some public sector enterprises, and we have received very, very encouraging response from each and every one of them. Particularly, we can mention about a significant interest by a public sector bank and a multinational private sector bank. And we are undergoing formal evaluation process by both of them, which should be completed in the coming quarter. Plus, we believe AI has really pushed the industry to greater heights and to larger opportunities. We see a very big surge in demand of data centers, especially for AI purposes. And our facility in Chennai is very much AI ready, possibly one of the only data centers which are truly AI ready because of the designed rack density and the cooling technology that we have used. Given this background, we have received significant interest from companies that are in the field of artificial intelligence, and one of them is a unicorn which is actively discussing with us for an interest of 2 to 3 megawatt lease to begin with, which can potentially lead to a consumption of the entire data center. Apart from this, I'm sure everyone must be aware in some shape and size about the India AI mission, which was kickstarted recently, and certain players are awaiting empanelment. We are in discussion with multiple such players to offer our data center for their infrastructure requirements. And given that this data center is truly AI ready, we always find ourselves as one of the most preferred partners. Apart from that, we have started building a very deep and a strong network of distributors and channel partners through which we are reaching out to medium and small enterprises across the country for their data center requirements. And we have received positive and significant interest from all sorts of enterprises through our partners. And we are closely working with them to engage with these companies in their digital transformation journey. Apart from that, as we had mentioned, we are to execute edge data centers in 102 cities in partnership with RailTel Corporation. In that, we are very close to commissioning our first edge data center in Gurgaon. It should happen over the next 7 to 10 days. We can possibly say that 50% of that capacity is very close to getting leased. or one can presume that it is almost leased. For the remaining 50% capacity, we are in active discussion with enterprises and public sector. And within a month of commissioning this project, we are hopeful of leasing out the 100% capacity in Gurgaon. This is a small edge data center of 200 kilowatts. The next location that we plan to commission is in Mumbai. This project will start construction by first week of April, and we should see commissioning in the month of August 25. Mumbai is obviously the most preferred market for data centers, and we are at the heart of Mumbai, in South Mumbai itself, at Mahalakshmi. Couldn't have expected a better location for data centers. And we are in close discussion with one of the large conglomerates in India to lease out 100% capacity in Mumbai to them from the date of commissioning itself. Apart from this, we are in discussion with global hyperscalers for contracting at least 4 to 5 data centers in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. As the next step, apart from Gurgaon and Mumbai, we are looking to start developing data centers in the city of Gandhinagar, in Bhopal, in Guwahati, Bhubaneswar, and Hyderabad. And these constructions will begin sometime during the year of 2025 itself. Apart from this, this is little beyond the contract with Realtel that we are planning to commission a very small edge data center in Calcutta because of a significant interest by a global CDN player. And we are in, and this will enable us for the first time to not only provide co-location services, but to also enter bare metal services, as that is the requirement of the customer. And we look forward to engaging with that customer soon, contractually, and getting this data center up and running within the next 4 to 5 months. As far as our data center in Calcutta is concerned, we have started the pre-construction activities. The design and engineering consultant is onboarded. The project management consultant is onboarded. The local consultants for building plan approvals, for fire approvals, and other approvals as required have been onboarded. And we have even started very basic construction of compound wall at this location. And we are hopeful of commissioning the project in Calcutta by mid to end of 2027. Apart from this, excitingly, we are now gearing up to start our services and infrastructure as a service space. We are launching services under infrastructure as a service space by providing private cloud services. We are in discussion with a couple of customers for their private cloud requirement and are very close to closing these contracts and provide cloud services as a private in a private cloud model during second or the third quarter of financial year 26. As of now, I can say that we have an active funnel of upwards of 10 megawatt with some key cloud opportunities. On the organizational side, we have recently onboarded Mr. Amit Agarwal as president of data centers. He was earlier the chief business officer for the joint venture of Iron Mountain and Webworks, and we are building a significantly sizable sales and marketing setup to reach the market 100% by ourselves. And for enabling that setup, we have recently launched our office in Mumbai at Lower Parel. That's on the data center side, and would be happy to take up questions during Q&A.
Thank you. As you are all aware, during the last 5 years, the company has successfully created and monetized the assets in renewable power generation and transmission. we were the first mover in IPP in renewable power or triple P model in transmission, and all those assets stands monetized and enabling us to have cash, which is along with QIP cash now at 2,500 CR to be deployed in the next phase of growth of the company. As I mentioned, the company is almost now fourfold in the last 3 years, from 75 CR per month to 300 CR by March 26. That is the target, with 200 CR per month during the current year. We reaffirm that our EPS for this year will be no less than 35 rupees as committed, and for next year, and for current next year or current year, whatever to say, 25, 26, it will be almost 50 plus. So with this, I invite the questions, and we'll be happy to detail further.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, team. So my question is to Ankit on data centers. If you can just, given that there are multiple things which are happening in Chennai, new plant or new setup coming in Kolkata, and then multiple edge data centers, next 5 years, what kind of revenue, EBITDA, and capital employed will go into data centers? If you can just broadly, directionally tell us, how are you thinking about the same?
Resham, I will say that you are asking a young person a very mature question, number one. And two, you can, on an average, take in next, if everything goes as projected, data center will become the face of the company. That's how we are projecting going forward. And if not in 5 years, at least by 2030, we should have a capacity of no less than 250 megawatt. And at least in locations, no less than 100 countrywide, including edge data centers. And we are definitely will be looking for a revenue of no less than, I will say, almost about quarter of $1 billion, $250 million per year, if not more, out of this capacity. With this, Ankit, you will like to add more?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So I think, you know, the way things are going today, it's very difficult to point out because the industry is very, very dynamic, Resham. If you see what happened over the last 15 days in the industry, from US announcing $500 billion for AI infrastructure, and then the announcement of largest data center in Jamnagar, and then going to what we all heard about from China, which is DeepSeek. That is how dynamic and disruptive this industry is. And ultimately, the infrastructure, when we talk about for any such application, it is data centers only. In such a disruptive industry, it gets very, very difficult for us to become very predictable in nature on seeing what we can feel in what it would be in next 4 to 5 years. But in most conservative sense, as PPG put it up, that we should see at least 200 to 250 megawatt come in by Techno Electric, and at least $250 million of revenue flowing in from data center and its allied services. But let me say that the way this industry is unfolding, it has immense opportunity, and one has to keep unlocking them and growing with them. And ultimately, it may end up sounding and shaping very different than what we all envisage today.
Understood, very clear. And sir, the my second question is on the transmission business. Last year, there were certain supply chain kind of challenges whereby getting material itself was not easy. Are you seeing some of those challenges residing and receding? And how is the execution looking like from your side?
Sir, those challenges will remain and it continuing, number one. But probably Techno is the oldest player in this segment, and our relationships with all the suppliers is of a partnership. And we are also consuming no less than 10% of the supply chain in this segment today in the market. And this is likely to be 15% by next year. So we are hopeful to, despite all these challenges, we'll be able to get priority from our partners. Supply chain is will remain a concern for the overall market, but not challenging, I will say. But larger is the land parcels. Where we got delayed in the first half of the year was the land parcels are becoming difficult for the concession beggars to, arrange and hand over to us for the deployment of the facility. That is one delay in the first two quarters. Now, all those are available, except one or two still to be given by corporate and a private player. But now we mostly have that land, have those land parcels, and as you see the growth in the output also.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Shah from OHM. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Welcome.
Hi. So, I wanted to check with you, these orders that we have for the edge kind of data centers and the other government contracts, in terms of margins, how do you expect them to pan out? Given the nature of your contracts and, the environment that you see for procurement, etc., which there could be a longer dated, execution time.
No, this edge data centers are concessions to us for 20 years, extendable by 5 years more. So these are revenue sharing agreements with the Railtel, and the margins will be all guided by the tariffs or leasing rentals on which we can deploy these facilities and for what application they can deploy it. So as Ankit has already mentioned you, these are bit growing up, disruptive but rewarding situations. So it is, the margins are difficult to say in a concession, because they will be all measured as a IRR on the investments in this case, and which we hope it will be not less than 20%. Ankit, will you like to add?
Yeah, because these are BOT contracts, sort of a BOT contract over a period of 20-25 years, one has to look at it more from the perspective of cash flow and IRR, and we are hopeful of achieving high teens or early 20s in IRR for these projects. So there is not real upfronting of any margin as an EPC that we can really compare it to a transmission EPC that we do additionally.
Right. Well, we have followed the company for many years, and in the past, we have been very careful about ensuring that we take, you know, high margin projects. So this just seems to be slightly more open-ended and, you know, the question of pricing and all that then to some extent doesn't stay in our hands. So I just wanted to check how you guys were looking at, you know, that decision.
No, this will be, I can assure you, more, it is more rewarding than our EPC. That's what I say.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first of all, on the data center business, what is the kind of capital that we've employed already? And going forward, what is the capital allocation plan for the Chennai data center?
Yeah, we have deployed 450 CR by now. That is for phase one and maybe another balancing requirement of 25 CR plus minus more in closing out. And next phase we will take up only after this phase is fully deployed. So you can say that we will be spending another about 500 to 600 CR over the next 2 years, say by March 26, Chennai data center will see another 600 CR. But that may start only second half of the next year.
Right. Sir, and the revenue accretion from this capital that we've employed already of 450 crore, so that revenue accretion we're expecting from maybe H2 FY26 or FY27. Is that the correct understanding?
No, it starts from 25-26. Q2, you can say, it will be start flowing.
Right. And sir, on the non-hyperscale data center, like the edge data centers like Gurgaon, Bombay and the Railtel ones, so what is the kind of capital allocation plan there? Is there a plan in terms of capital allocation or it is like as and when we see a good opportunity in the edge data centers, we'll go for it?
No, so let me... So let me clarify this for you regarding Chennai first and then coming to the edge data centers. As mentioned, Chennai data center should start seeing revenue start flowing from second quarter of financial year 26. And going forward, one can expect 200 to 250 crore of capex behind Chennai data center annually for expansion of the phases until we have commissioned the entire 24-odd megawatt. Having said that, you'll see revenue start flowing from second quarter of financial year 26. In regards to edge data centers, obviously, it depends on how things shape up in the industry, but we target to at least put in As contract requires, we have to set up 20 locations every year. But on all practical basis, we assume we will be starting anywhere between 8 to 12 locations every year. And that is due to the contract that we have with Railtel. But the locations that we choose will dictate the capex involved because each location may not be of the same size data center. Each location may be different. For instance, Gurgaon was a smaller one with 200 kilowatt, while Mumbai is a larger one, which is going up to about a little more than half a megawatt. Similarly, the ones which we are discussing in Gandhinagar and Indore may go up to anywhere between a megawatt on an average. Similarly, Bhopal may be around a megawatt again. So each location is differently sized. Not all locations are the same. And depending on the number of locations you pick up in a year, the capex would be dictated accordingly. But in all possibilities, we will see at least 150 odd crores to 200 crores of capex annually once the Railtel project comes in smooth operating procedure.
But I may like to add, as you rightly said, they will be opportunity based, that the priority will be decided based on the opportunity, and CapEx will be, as Ankit has said, around 200 CR plus minus per year, depending on capacity mix at each pocket.
Right, sir. So essentially around 8 to 10 to 12 locations in terms of the edge data center per year, and each one would be about 500 kilowatts to 1 megawatt on an average.
Yeah, no, absolutely right, to start with. But they will keep building up as they get, that locations gets formed up over the years, they will grow up further into the capacity.
Right. Sir, and secondly, on the T&D EPC business, I did not catch the order info number. If you could repeat for Q3 and the 9 month FY25.
Yeah, this year, as I said, the total order intake will be about 3,500 CR. We have already booked orders worth about 750 CR by now, or 1,800 CR. And this quarter it is around 1100 CR. And we are also L1 in another 1600 CR, which will be converted into orders. And concessions won by the developers already. So it's a mere formality of their acquiring SPV, land parcel, and then easy releasing out the orders by Power Grid. Lately they are believing, unless they have a land parcel, they will like to delay issuing LOI. But they are committed to issue so. So it will be about 3,500 crore this year. And we should close the year with an order backlog of 10,000 CR plus.
Right. So this 3,500 CR is essentially entirely claimed EPC.
Yeah, absolutely. EPC.
Okay. And what about the non-T&D part of it, like the power gen or smart metering business?
No, then we are executing FGD order, as you know, about unexecuted part is about still about 1250 CR. That will take another 2 years to complete. Then also we have a distribution side business on the digitizing or modernizing the distribution network. About 300 crore we are doing for DVC, and we expect more business in this space. Similarly, we are deploying smart meters. That is another business of 2,500 CR. Additionally, we have our own TBCB projects with a capex of about around 700 CR plus minus.
Right, sir. So thank you so much for answering that. That is all from my end. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the queue, we request you to please restrict yourselves to 2 questions per participant. You may rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. We have the next question from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir. You may proceed.
Good evening, sir. Congrats for a decent set of numbers. My question is on the data center only. Like you mentioned, from Q2 FY26, Chennai data center will start contributing to the revenue. So I just want to know, like, what is the anticipated contribution that will be there in FY26 from that data center to our top line, sir?
Honestly, we have not considered it. If something happens, it will be upside. You can take it, but on an average, we do expect that we should at least target to have about 100 CR with a ranging from anywhere 50 CR to 100 CR minimum for the year.
And secondly, on the guidance part, this year we have a guidance of 2 to 50 CR on consolidated basis. So are we sure, like, to achieve that guidance we have to do around 800 CR in Q4? So are we confident enough to do that number, sir? And secondly, for next year, I think earlier you have guided for an EPS of 50. And this time in opening remarks, if I have heard right, you mentioned 45. So what is the reason for this decline?
No, I have not mentioned 45. Firstly, I have mentioned this year we should be doing an average of 200 CR. And generally Q4 is about 30% of the top line. So definitely it will be 750 to 800 CR somewhere as a Q4. And 35 will be the EPS. And 25-26 I said, our top line will be about 300 crore per month. So you can expect a top line of about 3500, 3600 crore and an EPS of 50 rupees. That's what I hear from.
Got it. I think I have heard it right, wrong. But I think these are standalone numbers. What about the consolidated top line, sir?
Sir, in consolidation, there is not very large difference because they are only meant for our own concessions. They are only accounting requirement per se. So it is not going to be very different, I will say, at least for next year.
And what is the margin guidance, sir?
It will be same about EBITDA of 13 to 14%. You can take 14% plus minus.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Murtaza from Avendus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question has already been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. We will move to the next question, which will be from the line of Ashish Soni from Family Office. Please go ahead.
So regarding data services, data center, the services which you want to offer, I think you said about lot of gamut of services. So any particular services, because you gave a whole, so what our view in terms of leasing out, what sort of services, because I was not clear on that.
Ankit, you would like to answer?
Yeah, so in data centers, always the basic, most basic service that...
Hello. Ankit, are you there?
Ankit, sir, are we audible to you?
It seems he is dropped out. Can you repeat your question, sir?
I think Ankit mentioned about gamut of services. So, because he mentioned a lot of customer discussion. So, what is our take? Which services we want to prioritize and any particular reason behind it? So, I just want to understand because I heard co-location, I heard infrastructure as service. So, I just want to understand that in better shape.
Am I audible now?
You drop in our Delhi office. Ankit, are you back?
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, we are audible.
Yeah, so as I was mentioning, apart from co-location services, which is the basic service that we plan to provide, we also now looking to expand our services into bare metal services, infrastructure as a service. Infrastructure as a service can include
services. Your line is not clear, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Is it clear now?
Sir, you can go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So, as I was mentioning, infrastructure as a service, we include bare metal services, we include cloud services, private cloud services, white cloud services, amongst others.
So let me be more specific. So for Chennai, which of the services you want to sell, and maybe for next round for Calcutta, which of the services you want to sell, right? Because interest, by the way, heard a lot of interest from a lot of customers. So what's our take on that?
So when we talk about any data center, we will build our portfolio of services around them. So for all the data centers that we come up with, whether it is Chennai, whether it is Calcutta, or whether it is the edge data centers, we will be having the operational bandwidth to provide all these services
from all of these data centers.
So that is okay. What I am trying to understand, when we want to lease it out to our customers, so what's our preference in terms of what we want to sell? Because now what I heard is there are a lot of customers already in pipeline. So how are you picking, choosing these services and customers?
So we would like to address all sorts of customers. We are not limiting ourselves to any particular type of customer or a customer which prefers a particular type of service. So for instance, in Chennai today, we are in discussion for co-location service. We are also in discussion for bare metal services. Similarly, in Calcutta, we are in discussion for bare metal service to a content delivery network, while we are in discussion with a couple of customers for private cloud services out of a data center in Gurgaon and Mumbai. So they are different in depending on the customer and their requirements.
So is there a strategy to get a reference for each of the services with a good customer, or is a profitability criteria? I'm trying to understand that strategy from the management.
So profitability is not that we are compromising when we are providing any of these services. All of them are equally or more profitable than each other. There is no preference of the management when it comes to choosing which service we rather choose over the other.
Okay. Okay, thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Singh from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead. Rohit Singh, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed.
Hello?
With your question. Yes.
My question I already answered.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saumil Shah from Paras Investments. Please go ahead.
So my question, hello. My question is related to the data center business only. Recently, we have heard that DeepSeek's entry into this industry will have an adverse impact on the data center companies. So I just wanted your views on the same. Are we seeing any negative impact on our business?
Ankit, actually, look at DeepSeek and its development. I would say it's actually a very, very positive development instead of negative. I do understand where the negativity stems from, but one needs to appreciate that in a very disruptive kind of a technology, which has recently got innovated, such kind of disruptions are a way of life, and we'll see more of it coming in news time to time. And these disruptions are actually very, very good for any industry, because the more affordable and accessible a technology becomes, the cake size increases, the market size increases, and therefore the demand always remains at peak. So there is never that any disruption causes lack of demand. So if tomorrow infrastructure requirement reduces and prices for the end consumer improves, we'll see more market participation, and therefore automatically the cake size of the industry will increase. That is what happened in telecom sector when Jio entered. While they were able to run at a bare minimum infrastructure and reduce the cost of telecom services to the end customer, but the entire market size went possibly four times.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I mean, we are seeing a positive impact and rather than a negative impact.
No. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And so my final question. So we have been guiding 50 rupees EPS for FY26 and 75 rupees EPS for FY27. So, and in one of the calls, even we mentioned that we are expecting 25 to 30 rupees EPS only in the data center business by FY27, FY28. So this would be over and above our guidance of 75 rupees for FY27?
No. Data center will become part of this 75 rupees going forward.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
But value activity will be different. On the EPS, yes. but not value accretive, will remain in the subsidiary separately.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Yeah, one is a revenue part and one is a value accretiveness. Because businesses are valued differently, you know, whether it is transmission or AI or data centers. What I'm saying is the value equity part of an asset is not part of EPS. EPS is purely revenue based.
So basically you mean to say due to data center business, we can get more valuation. That's what you mean to say?
No. I'm not saying that. Whatever revenue we generate or EBITDA we generate will be very different from the transmission business. That is why 50 becomes 75. That's what I'm trying to say as a narrative.
Okay. So the increasing business would be from the data center side.
Right. In 27.
Understood.
Okay. As an EPS, I feel top line may not grow proportionately.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sam Sangwan from Finvestors.com. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for putting a good set of numbers. My question was regarding data centers, effect of DeepSeek like AI advancements on data center business. That I think already as you have covered already.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshay Agarwal from GrowthSphere Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for taking my question. My question is directed to Ankit, sir. I just wanted to understand that we have two data centers which we are working on, the Chennai data center and the Calcutta data center. And both previously, which we were planning to just do the EPC part, but now we are focusing on co-location. So I just wanted to understand that on a per megawatt basis, how much is the rental which we are looking at either on a monthly basis or on an annual basis, and how much margins we foresee from that?
Yeah, you can presume a rental of about, 20, if you are looking at a pure co-location service, without any infrastructure as a service, then in that case, you can expect a revenue of about 10 to 12 CR per megawatt annually of the commission capacity.
Okay, and in terms of the margin profile for the same, like how much would it take for to operate it?
So EBITDA margins of about 80%.
Okay, and secondly, as you mentioned that we are also working on infrastructure as a service. So how much is the additional cost which is required to for a per megawatt basis to get these servers set up and everything? And then additionally, how much is the rental which we can expect for the same?
Generally, infrastructure as a service can be set up in two models, which can be largely CapEx based or OpEx based. We would possibly adopt a more OPEX model for infrastructure as a service rather than CAPEX.
Okay. Can you be a bit more elaborate on the OPEX part? Like when we say that OPEX, so will we be leasing, will we be taking the servers on rent itself, or how are we planning to do?
Yes, you can possibly take the hardware and the technology which is built on the hardware for these kind of services on more of a lease model or more like a subscription model from technology service providers, and then provide it at a higher margin to the end customer.
Okay, understood. And in terms of our edge data centers, so is it just a build, operate, transfer model, or we will also be managing it for real-time?
No, so it's a build, operate, transfer model where we transfer the asset back to RailTel after 25 years. For the first 25 years, we have to operate and maintain these assets as well as bring customers for these assets, provide them with O&M services or any other service that we want to, and then the revenue gets shared with Railtel.
Oh, this is called DBFOOT model. Well, finance, own, operate, and transfer post-concession period.
Okay, understood. And so would it be possible if we could visit the Chennai data center?
Yeah, absolutely. Most welcome. And we would love for you to even visit one of our edge data centers in Gurgaon, which is now almost commissioned.
Okay, sure. I'll reach out for the same. Thank you so much. All the best.
Please drop in our Gurgaon office and you will have more insight into the business.
Okay, sure. That'll be very helpful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chinmay Kabra from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So just in continuity of the previous participant's question, just wanted to understand the rentals that we are projecting from the IS services that we will be offering. Just wanted to really understand by when are we maybe planning to bring up the IS service on a full-fledged basis.
Ankit,
I'm not clear on the question. What services?
So the costing aspect, you mentioned that there are two models, CAPEX and OPEX. Wanted to understand the rentals that we are projecting from the IS services that we will be offering.
So these services will be able to really count them on numbers because the opportunity is for such. And in percentage terms to revenue contribution,
sir, I'm sorry, you're not audible.
Yeah, your line is breaking up in between, sir.
Am I audible? Am I better?
This is much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes. So, saying that any kind of value-added services or services out of infrastructure as a service, it's very difficult to today estimate a revenue out of it or a margin out of it. Because these opportunities are today limited with us and they will take time to build, and at least for the initial year or two, they will be contributing a few percentage only to the co-location services.
Understood. And for the IS services that we are planning to again provide, since we will be sourcing the hardware and the tech, do we have any plan in terms of will we be sourcing it from outside India or from India itself?
So see, most of these today, most of the technology is available in India, and there are global players as well as some domestic players which are providing these platforms. So depending on the end customer requirement, we may source from either of them, because some customers have a preference for domestic players given neighboring country regulations and rules, and some customers have a preference of global player given the maturity of the technology. So it would really depend from as per customer preference.
Okay, understood. Wanted to take one last question, if it's fine.
Sure.
So just wanted to understand, in terms of the smart metering business, what is the number of smart meters that we have, which have been given operation go live status, and is the receipt of money for setting up the smart meters, moving smoothly?
Yeah, it is going very smoothly. We have already achieved a set of about 4.5 lakh meters in the state of MP at Indore, for about 1.75 lakh meters, another about 2.75 lakh meters in Srinagar and Jammu in Kashmir. And they are going very well. There is no challenge. Ministry of Power conducts review meetings every week with all these state DISCOMs, and they are very serious to make sure no wrong happens in smart meter deployment and payments.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. I will say to all of you for joining the conference call, and in case you still have any query related to our performance, please drop a mail to us. And if you happen to be in this side of the city, you are most welcome to visit us. Our data center and smart meter business happens from Gurgaon office, which is on MG Road, so you are welcome to visit whenever you are on that side of the town. And I thank you once again for each one of you for joining the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Asian Market Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.